Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt, your GM, and to my right,
Neil, playing the human flame dancer bar Jarwin Triet.
Will, playing the human monk Nath Vendekar.
Jason, playing Tam Westcrown. I hope there's treasure.
Curtis, playing Ronan, the Gripply Inquisitor.
And Peter, playing Meta.
And for the first time ever, making his debut,
Mark Washley, playing Artemis Quinfrig, human rogue.
So we left off last episode on this strange portion of this island that is just dank with mold. The air smells like dirty laundry. Just nastiness. The adventurers had defeated the dreaded veggie pygmies. And they found a boat, found more veggie pygmies, found a journal, if I remember correct, and made their way off the boat. What do they want to do now?
Weren't we talking about going back to that psychotic bird dude?
No, we had just left the Mark of R and had agreed to cross the island to go to S because we think that's where Jarwin's map takes us.
Yes, I do believe we did agree on that.
Based on that journal, also potentially a extremely dangerous demon thing.
Yes.
Egg thing.
Seed.
You got this.
Seed,
it'll be fine.
Yeah, seed.
It's an evil bird.
High adventure.
So you're going to head east?
Yes. And I believe, actually, no, I know for a fact we could see the spire from where we were at, according to your description last time. So
exactly.
We
yes.
Walk in that direction.
Right. Now, tell me this. Is this fabulous? Oh, yeah, it is. I see it at the bottom. I was going to ask if it's scaled. I never even paid any attention to that. Fabulous, right?
Sorry, what?
Don't worry about it.
okay.
So, you're looking at about a mile's trek, it looks like. So, yeah. You start making your way in that direction, and give me perceptions, guys.
Nath has an 18.
18 is nice.
18 is well for Meta.
Meta has an 18, too.
Also 18.
What?
Ronan has a 20.
Oh, good. Good.
Tam has a 14, but can I say it's an 18?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, it's an 18.
All right, that's pretty sweet. What about the guy that's not here yet?
He needs to roll stealth. No, I'm not.
He's perceiving something else. He doesn't see anything.
That's right. So you're walking along a bit, and everybody in the party is highly perceptive at this point. And dangling from one of these mushroom stalks, you see a humanoid figure that's upside down, apparently with a cloak hanging down.
Spark.
Hanging from his neck, but, I mean, he's hanging from his feet, but the cloak is hanging from his neck. What does he look like?
You see the gentleman in question. He's hanging upside down from his feet, as our GM just said, and he's kind of got his arms crossed, and they're in straps, and he's kind of hanging there with his eyes closed. And you hear one, two, three, four, five. He seems to be counting to himself out loud. Maybe he's trying to control his anger. You're not really sure yet.
Hey, guys.
And he's just hanging there.
So what you're saying is it's a straitjacket that he's wearing?
No, he's got his hands inserted into like a bandolier
and
a strap across his chest so they're not dangling from his shoulders.
A bandolier? You
know? Yeah. And he does have a cloak. It's kind of gray-green, kind of shifting colors, hanging down from his neck. It kind of looks like an upside-down bat.
So what are you actually stuck in? What is holding you?
There's a rope around my feet, and you get the sense that he is just, like, thoroughly perturbed right now.
Give me knowledge traps.
I've seen this in Opara. If we wait, he'll get himself out. It's quite a neat trick. Just watch.
Does the rope appear to be flammable?
Before we get ahead of ourselves.
18 for your trap call.
Yeah, you recognize this as a typical snare trap.
Meta will call out to the stranger. Hey, do you need help?
At this, his eyes pop open and he looks and he sees you and he's like, wait a minute, what's going on here? You are not Sergeant Stevens and the regular guys. Who are all of you?
Oh, I'm Meta. We're here to help.
You're Meta, and the rest of you, are you like
hired security, or, I mean, you're not guardsmen. You're not dressed like guardsmen.
I think his time on the island's driven him insane. Let's just try and get him down.
Island, what are you talking about? And at this, he produces a knife kind of out of thin air, whacks the rope above his feet, does a little flip, goes down, and he goes, now, look, I know you're not the usual blokes that I deal with here, but I've got a few coppers on me, so maybe, you know, grease the palm and we'll all go our separate ways. No harm, no foul, right?
Tam gives a little applause, like, oh, good job, yeah, that's very nice.
Oh, well, thank
Tam,
you.
Tam, you were right. If we stick around and watch, it was a neat little trick.
Yeah, I told you. I've seen these in circuses all over Opara.
Darwin sighs disappointedly as he didn't get to set something on fire.
Later.
So are we good? I mean, what a silver piece apiece, and we can just all go our separate ways? You think it'll be all right? I mean,
who the fuck do you think you are?
Well, aren't you Lord Monolith's hired henchman?
We look like we're in any sort of livery?
Well, no, but I thought maybe you were doing like the incognito thing. You know, sometimes they do that.
Blend in with the regular people. I don't blend in. No, I'm always much better than everyone around me.
You are pretty flashy, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I admit that. Well, but no, I mean, you know, let's just get out of this garden, and we'll go out to a pub, and I'll tell you what's going on. Just don't run me in, okay? That's the main thing.
Damn, I think you're right. I think his mind may have been a little pickled.
Do a heel check.
Right, so this is called Smuggler's Shiv. You're on an island in the Shackles. We were shipwrecked here, and this is obviously not a garden. It's full of gray, capless, giant mushrooms the size of large trees, and we're covered in dust.
Well, I'm not here to comment on your hygiene,
are you?
And I don't know what you've been drinking, but I know where I am. You see, I was just inside that mansion, and he points... wait a minute.
Yep.
Did you not see a large marble and stone mansion, right? I mean, it was right there.
Yep. Keep going. Piece it together.
Because I was inside.
You're almost there.
And then I got popped to the garden.
I think he's going to figure it out.
You start feeling this little tug on your pant leg.
Hey.
Hi. My name's Ronan. You're on Smuggler Shiv.
Okay.
I think he may be on something else too.
What is Smuggler Shiv? What is this Smuggler Shiv you talk about? Because I'm not tracking
it. It's an island. We were shipwrecked here, and apparently you were magicked here. But it is an island that we are exploring and trying to find a way to get off, so we can, you know, get about our day.
Yes, because Meta needs to get off.
Wow.
Oh, well, I might be of some service later. I haven't really met you, but you know, you are a nice looking lady.
So does one of you want to try to explain Smuggler Shiv?
Well, the only person who hasn't spoken so far is Nath. I think he should give him a shot, and I just kind of try to push Nath forward.
Try not to talk about snake milk, because we just met this person.
So is that what she's been drinking, snake milk? Is it fermented?
I'm not really sure what he's drinking, but he talks about snake milks and cloacas a whole hell of a lot.
No, he was pointing at me.
Right, pay attention.
I wasn't paying attention.
I mean, he could be. I don't know.
Sir, what was your name again?
My name,
yes.
It's Artemus Quinfrig. Artemus Quinfrig Esquire, at your service. Finder of lost things. A bit of an odd job doer. This last job, I was actually in that big mansion that was right over there, and I didn't know where it went. But I was out to get a really nice piece of treasure from this toff that lives over there, right? And anyway, there I was in the vault room where I came up on a trap. Now, usually I'm pretty good with these things, but I just need a little time. So anyway, just as I'm getting ready to spring it and deactivate it, here comes this huge dog. I mean, huge slavering beast, right? I mean, like four paws, big as dinner plates. And I guess I kind of rushed it, and pop, here I am outside in the garden, right? So I take two steps to head back to the house to finish my job, and all of a sudden, whoop, upsy-daisy, and there I am hanging from one of the simplest, stupidest traps ever devised by Trapdom, a snare. And then I was gathering my thoughts, counting to 10, and you blokes all show up, and ladies, I'm sorry. And I'm like, and then you start talking about Smuggler's Shiv and being on an island, and I mean,
My name is Nath Vendekar, and I can assure you that at some point in between Snare and us showing up, you've been transported elsewhere. You are now on an island near Sargava.
Sargava? I sailed to Sargava once years ago. You know, they have a wine made out of Sargavan blood fruit that is spectacular. I'm telling you, spectacular. You really should try it if you haven't. But anyway, as I was saying, we need to get out of this garden and get down to a pub where we can get a little spot to eat, maybe a bite, you know, a little drink, and we can find out what you guys are actually drinking. If it's fermented snake milk, I want some because it sounds delicious.
I'll give up.
Hold on a second. Did you say you're afraid of puppies?
That's what I heard. Most dogs do have four paws, by the way.
But not
really
not,
know where you're from.
Not the size of dinner plates, mate. And this thing, you should have seen the teeth. I mean, these huge, pointy teeth. He was slabbering all over the ground. It was like almost like a puddle.
Did it have a little barrel under its neck?
No. Are no. Sure? No barrel. No.
Tam is watching this whole thing go back and forth, and she has an almost audible eye roll at just how ridiculous this conversation is. And she's just like, all right, well, I'm going to go to the spire, like we were going, right?
Yeah.
Right? Artemis, you can try to get out of the garden, or, you know, once you're ready to pay attention, you could come with us, or head south and follow the lagoon until you find a giant crab. There's a bird there I think you'd get along with very well. But we've got things to do, so...
Does Nat think that this guy is nutty, or he actually believes this, or what's the situation?
I mean, it's up to you. You are Nath.
So what's it going to be? The spire or the Italian bird?
By the way, this bird guy, he's a little special. I think he's had too much crab meat.
All right, so it's a bird with crab meat, not a bird in a crab.
It's both.
Can I have some of that snake milk? Look, all I know is I was trying to get an item from this rich toff over in the Ivy District. I set off a trap that I was told was supposed to transport anybody that set it off to the garden. And then I end up in a garden, i.e. this one. And then I stepped in a stupid snare. And then you blokes come around. And I'm like, okay, you're not Sergeant Stevenson, so... you know, I need to get out of this. And now you're starting to talk about snake milk and birds eating crabs in crabs or birds eating crabs inside out. I don't know what's going on here. But I do know I don't like these mushroom trees. So
you were teleported twice.
Are you sure I was teleported twice?
I don't
Or was
care.
It just one big teleport? Because I think that's what happened,
look,
actually.
Look, spire! Walking away.
Hey, the pub is in the spire. Let's go that way.
Oh. Spire pub. I like that.
I was gonna say, this is part of the garden. It's just, it's over here. We'll show you. Come on.
Cool. All right, yeah.
I start following Tam.
all right, well, I'll just come with y'all then.
Yeah,
is that fine?
I'm with them, so Meta will follow Tam as well.
Do we as players have a map of Sargava, like a larger scale map? Not Sargava, I guess the sea that we were going to be in. I don't remember if that's something that...
Maybe it was lost on the Genevieve.
I was going to say, yeah, there were maps on the ship, but I don't know what we were
or
able
maybe
to recover.
There was a bunch that you left back at base camp.
It's right there in the curio cabinet. There's a map right there.
We left them with Jask and the others at base camp.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You left at base camp, yeah.
But I don't know exactly all what maps we found. I know we found a few, but
we
I don't remember what they
were. We didn't say
were.
We were taking them with us, though, so even if we did have them, they would be on the other side of the island at this point.
Almost, yeah.
Well, we found at least the maps he uses, which would be all of his trade routes, which,
correct,
according to the starting guide, gave quite a few, like, boarded here.
Right.
He goes a lot of places.
Okay, so place your marching order on the map. You're heading this way.
As per usual, as we're marching, I will be playing flute and dancing.
That definitely helps our stealth.
All you need is a drummer now.
Yeah, I know, right?
Alright, so what do we have here? We have Nath and
Tam in the front.
Tam up front, yeah.
Meta slightly off to the side, and Jarwin in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then Artemis and Ronan in the back.
Alright.
Artemis seems most taken with Ronan, and Ronan seems best able to communicate with Artemis.
Well, that's good. Finally, Ronan
Why
has
did
someone
you make me-
to pay Never attention mind. To besides me and Sasha.
Do you,
so this is
you
good.
Do know that the frog talks, right?
A lot.
I mean, he's a big frog, and it talks. That's pretty cool.
The trick is getting it to stop talking.
Yeah.
Well, he's being pretty quiet right now. Hey, little fella. Hey, how are you? What's your name?
Don't. Just don't.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you mad. They said you talked a lot, and you weren't talking, so I thought we'd talk.
I'm so happy right now.
So, you, you move a little bit further into this mushroom forest, and you hear the dreaded,
yeah, yeah!
If they've got another one of them, I'm leaving them hung up.
What?
If the veggie pygmies have another one of these people, I'm leaving them hung up.
Oh, I think I'm okay with that.
What are those?
Tribal plant men who tried to hit us with their spears and don't tend to do a very good job.
I don't know who the gardener is of this estate, but he needs to be fired.
I think these guys are the gardeners.
Yes, fire the gardener once you find him.
All right, we'll be on it.
Roll for initiative.
Well, Meta's going to be towards the back of the pack here.
Darwin wastes a crit.
Typical.
Artemis got a 19.
Well, we all know for you, Neil, there's no wasting a crit. You'll have another one in three rolls.
That's possible. I still laugh that night we played at Britt's house. God, I wish we were recording that.
Disgusting.
Yeah, that went really well, especially when you and I started yelling at each other halfway through.
I'm talking about when he said, oh, look at the shiny, and he stole my dice.
Oh, and then, yeah. And then he continued to roll terrible, and you continued to roll really well.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, there you go.
That's just the way it works for me. All right, Jarwin, what you got?
22.
Rona?
15.
Nath.
7.
Meta.
A big ol' 6.
Artemis.
19.
All right, give me just a second, fellas. Who did I forget? Oh.
I'm sorry, you brought in another human rogue. I don't know if you're planning on replacing me, but...
Shut up, Matthew. No, go ahead, what you got?
19 plus 3 initiative.
I got a plus 6, so I'm a little bit ahead of her.
Gotcha.
Doom.
We can leave that one in there. That was pretty good.
Did we discover last time if these things were living or dead?
They are living creatures.
But they weren't particularly intelligent, right?
Yeah, one of them was evil, I believe.
They are a fairly primitive intelligence, yes. Like
that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And we did not discover the language they spoke, correct?
They speak Vegipygmy.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
They also speak another unknown language that we don't know of.
Okay.
But we know that the main language they use is Vegipygmy.
Okay.
On some level, I just want to know what they're going to do if they actually manage to knock us all out.
Want to find out?
We actually had a conversation, Pete and I, about that, and he guessed correctly. So, Jarwin, what do you got?
All right, so Jarwin is going to say the usual, to arms, gentlemen, and we've all been here before, and ladies. Artemis, time to prove your worth, and then I will start my Inspire Courage, and I will move forward approximately 15 feet.
Is that really fair to assume Artemis is going to join us? We told him we're taking to him a pub. And all of a sudden, we're fighting somebody.
Yes, I'm encouraging him to be useful, as it were.
It's kind of a long for the ride now, doesn't he?
At this point, I'd say it's fair that we don't assume anything about Artemis because he's clearly mentally challenged in some way. So there's something going on. I don't know if it's chemical or physiological, but...
I don't know, but I know I am the only one not drinking the fermented snake milk, okay? Yep. So if anybody's mentally challenged or intoxicated, it would be you all. I was hanging from a rope by my feet.
It's everybody else that's wrong.
When's the last time you went to a pub and they didn't have a fight?
Or fermented snake milk.
Yeah, the frog is right. I mean, the frog is on it, yeah.
At by this the pub, way, they just front load
the frog's name is Ronan.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Ronan.
Frog.
I'm Artemis. Artemis Quinfrig, Esquire, at your service.
Sorry, I was still setting up. Jarwin, did you take your turn?
Yeah, I sure did.
Okay.
Artemis, what do you want to do?
Artemis is going to move to be within 60 feet of
that little fella, and he's going to shoot him in the face with his bow.
Roll a one, roll a one, roll a one, roll a one.
As a reminder, Mr. GM, are we confirming fumbles in this game?
Did we before?
Yes.
I don't remember, but Neil says yes, and I believe him.
We could just go.
Yeah, I think so.
Auto-confirm on crit and auto-confirm on fumble.
That's a bad idea.
That's a 21 to hit.
That will hit.
Max damage on the arrow plus sneak attack. That is an 8 points of damage.
Don't forget inspire courage for...
Oh, 9 points of damage.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Nice work already.
That was on number zero, I think it says.
Is that on the...
Oh, sorry, number two.
Two?
One on the furthest to the outside.
I cannot read.
He's still standing.
Nine.
Yeah,
he's still standing. It's not a tumor.
All right.
Get to the chopper.
Oh, sorry.
Tam's turn. Tam looks like moving about 20 feet.
Tam makes a 30-foot move forward, standing in front of the group, and does a draws her sword as she goes and does a prepared action to attack one once it comes within range.
Very good.
One anything, or?
One of the veggie pygmies.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want you attacking Artemis. Yeah.
No, but as a free action, I just go, all right, Nath. You've done a great job. Let's see it continue.
All right. So then it's Ronan's turn.
Ronan will stay where he is, and I will fire two arrows at pygmy number two.
All right. For clarification, you're not hanging from a mushroom stem at the moment, are you?
Negative.
Okay.
Does a 15 hit?
Negative.
Does a 20 hit?
That is a hit.
4 points of damage.
Which number was that? You.
Number two.
Number two again? Same one?
Yes. All right.
One on the outside.
Number two on the very edge.
And again, damage? Sorry.
Four.
Still standing. That makes it. Nath's turn.
These are much tougher than the last ones.
Good.
They're learning.
They're growing.
I wish I could learn how to have more hit points.
Me too. That would be an awesome skill.
Yeah.
It requires snake milking meditation.
Nath is going to move up 40 feet.
40 feet. Fast little monk.
He is. As he runs by Tam, he goes, all right, Tam, I'm ready. And he's going to ready an action to make an unarmed strike if any of the veggie pygmies close.
So we got Tam and Nath with the same ready to action. My turn.
You fast people. That's annoying.
Get used to it.
Do we need to get a backpack for you, Meta?
The injured one does not like the damage that's been done to him. He moves forward and attacks Nath.
Prepared action, Mr. Nath.
Do it.
Here we go.
Don't forget, inspire courage when you roll that one.
It's not a one.
Woohoo!
That's a 11 to hit.
11 to hit is a miss.
Didn't figure it would hit.
Mm-hmm. He strikes you with the side of his spear with a 17.
He does not.
Ah, he swings and a misses. All right. That makes it Meta's turn.
Meta will take a single move up next to our singing bard.
Jarwin.
And ready to spit at the first pygmy that comes within 30 feet.
Patooey. Lots of ready to actions again. All right. That makes it my turn again. Hang on. Nath is his target. He moves up. He rears back with his spear like a baseball bat and swings.
Oh, yeah. I forgot these guys don't seem to know how to use weapons.
And misses.
I think they're intentionally trying to knock us out.
I know.
That makes it my turn again.
Off in the distance, you hear this. Ooh, ha, ha, ha. Ooh, ha, ha, ha.
My raid would go off.
So would
mine first.
Tam's.
Very good. Do it.
Don't forget inspire courage.
20 to hit.
20 hits.
9 points of damage.
Can't
and
do that.
I'm not going non-lethal on these guys anymore.
Good idea. And the spitball.
That would be 14 versus touch for a meta.
That's a hit.
For 2 cold damage.
2.
You do get the 2 hit from inspire courage, but not the damage for that.
Good to know.
Very good. He comes up. He kind of staggers a little bit after taking a little bit of damage like that. He tries to swing at Tam. Misses with a 12, I'm sure. All right. Batty number 3. I'm sorry, 4. Comes up, tries to take a piece of Nath with his silly spear, swinging it sideways like a baseball bat. 12. Does not hit, I'm sure.
They sure like you, Nath. They must have heard about your snake milk.
Honestly, I'm glad they're trying to attack me.
Yeah, no, it's actually working out well.
And the last of these little guys comes up. Gonna gang up on Tam, too. Takes a swing just like everybody else. And just like everybody else, he misses.
Anybody else really glad that Britt's the GM because he rolls horrendously so we never have to worry about dying?
Kind of, until we do. I think maybe, like, there'll reach a point where there'll be a day he's just rolling just like 15 pluses the entire time and we're just dying. And we're just like, what?
Like, he's going to roll like 37 natural 20s in one day.
You all know I'm infamous for rolling fumbles. But right. Every once in a while, I get a few rocks in there.
There was one night he did have 8 crits. I do remember that.
And that's the night when we're fighting like the big bad at the end of a book, right. And it'll just devastate us.
It just one-shot us all one at a time.
So that was the end of round one. We're back to the top with Jarwin.
Jarwin is going to move up and attempt to give Tam flanking. Let me check to see what the footage is here.
Thank you.
Hey, don't knock around my mushroom.
Oh, shit, I killed a tree. Oh, shit, I killed Meta.
Let's be honest, there's not much loss there.
And Jarwin does successfully move into flanking, and as he walks, he will pull out his Cestus and make a attack.
Wait a minute. You don't pull that out. It's already attached, isn't it?
Well, I guess that's true. I was just playing a flute, so okay. I'll just use my Cestus that's already on my hand because that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
And I roll a natural 20. Thanks, Jason.
Of course you do.
Does a 719 confirm?
Indeed. Do you want a card?
I will take a card, please, Mr.
Oh, yeah. This is what it's all about.
Oh, this is cool.
The listeners cannot hear you read it.
All right. So my options are collapsed lung, normal damage and target is staggered for 1d6 minutes, or nerve cluster, normal damage and target is stunned for 1d6 rounds.
Oh, that's vicious.
So I think we're going to go for the stun because why the hell not?
Okay, which number was that?
I cannot see a number on him.
Okay.
It's the unnumbered.
It's the kobold with no number.
Oh, actually, there's... I got 5 of them out there, don't I?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm missing one. Okay.
So that's going to be 4 damage, and he is going to be stunned for 4 rounds.
Oh. No, he's not.
Probably not.
Well, he is stunned for 24 seconds, whether he perishes before that expires or not.
Did you say 4 rounds?
Jeez. 4 rounds. And yeah, that will be Jarwin's turn. That's because funny. Because he's just a bard and doesn't really do much.
Oh, yeah, he's totally ineffectual. Okay, Artemis, what do you got?
Artemis is going to drop his bow, go to the assistance of the poor lady, or the monk right there. Sorry, not the lady.
Nath.
To Nath. Going to go to Nath's assistance with a charge as he pulls out a dagger.
Britt, I'm passing you stunt card.
Brigitte. Bring me into flanking, which is always nice when you're a rogue. And we will do some damage.
You're not a rouge?
I don't use rouge.
Okay.
That'll be a 17 to hit, plus 2 is 19, plus 1 will be a 20.
Total hit.
All right.
Which and one was it again?
That's
number 3, I think.
Well,
right?
Gotcha. 3.
Is that number 3 or 2?
That is number 2.
It's number 2, I'm sorry.
That will be a total of 12 damage on number 2, the one that's already been damaged 3 times by arrows.
So you come up, you're charging, you slice him?
Yep.
Right down the chest?
Yep.
He falls over backwards.
And spews Vegemite everywhere.
Soundlessly. You can't even take a breath.
Got one. I'm helping.
That's how you do it!
Tam.
Tam is going to try and take down the one that's currently in flanking.
Okay.
Coup de grace?
Can't coup de grace.
Oh.
That's not that one.
No, it's the stunned one. Yeah, I just read the stunned thing. It is not helpless.
Ah, no. My mistake.
But I rolled like garbage, so I may not hit it. Hold on a sec.
Flanking.
Yeah, well, with the flanking right now, that since I rolled a 2, that puts me up to 10. But what I'm going to do is use my inexplicable luck to just bump it right to an 18.
Oh, yeah. That'll hit, for sure.
And be able to stabity it a lot.
Okay.
13 damage.
Oh, he just about falls over, but he's still standing.
And I'll stay where I'm at. As a move action, I will draw my dagger.
Okay. Sounds like a plan to me.
Tam says, all right, Nath, I'd come help you, but looks like the new guy's got it, so good luck with that.
So we started off with a bunch of prepared actions in this deal. We've already got one down due to some slashing damage. And now it's Ronan's turn.
Okay, the little guy that's flanked by Jarwin and Tam, I'm going to target him with my first arrow.
Inspire courage.
For a 19.
That will hit.
Yeah. For 5 points of damage.
5. And which one is that? The one
between Tam? The stunned
one. Yeah, the little...
Okay. He falls over backwards due to the force of your arrow.
And then the other one directly in front of Tam. 14 hit.
Negative.
I missed him.
All right. Now we're on to Nath. Show me your monkey moves.
Nath is going to lead with a spinning elbow to the head of the veggie pygmy marked number 4.
4. Gotcha.
Making it a stunning strike.
Has yet to be touched.
That is a over 20, 25?
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Holy nice shit. Hit. Nath rolled over a 20.
Well, Nat's been rolling rocks on the veggie pygmies.
This is awesome.
Like, once we started fighting these things, he just started beating the crap out of them.
Must be favorite enemy.
Favorite enemy, vegetarian. Hatred. Yeah.
He's a vegetarian. That's what it is.
That's 4 points of damage, bludgeoning. Sorry, 5 points of damage, bludgeoning. And he needs a wisdom save to see if he's stunned.
Wisdom save?
Fort save. This isn't fifth edition.
Oh, fort, yeah. Yeah, that makes more sense to me.
Wisdom right here.
He makes it.
It's based on your wisdom.
Gotcha. Yep. He makes it.
Yep.
Do you know what the DC is?
I'm pretty damn 20, sure. So. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Good use of a crit, Britt.
What is your DC?
14.
Yeah, he made it.
The second strike going towards the Venture Pygmy marked 1.
Hit it.
That's a 21 to hit.
Jeez, you're just taking out these guys that haven't been touched yet. Yeah, give me some damage.
3 points of bludgeoning damage on that one.
3. Any special abilities on that punch?
No, not at all.
Right. Dude, you should have said yes.
If someone asks you for your god ray, you say yes!
But he will, as he ends his turn. Can I take a 5-foot step now?
Yes.
Yes.
I think I'll do
that. Haven't moved yet, right?
Correct.
But you did a... Wait a minute. Did you do a full round, or was that a flurry?
Flurry is a full round, so good question. But he can still 5-foot step because that's a free action,
okay.
Sort of.
Technically, you can 5-foot step during your flurry.
Yes.
Ooh.
So Nath has
is that
5-foot
a mixed
step
flurry?
In between the...
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Veggie Pygmy's marked 1 and 3, kind of.
All right.
And he's going to assume snake stance.
Defensive. No, that's the crane. What's the snake stance give you?
Snake stance allows me to, if I'm going to be hit by an attack... To essentially block it preemptively using sense motive.
Oh, nice. So you roll the sense motive, and if you succeed...
Yeah, it's basically an opposed attack roll using your sense motive. You can do it once per round, but you do lose your 5-foot step for the next round if you do that.
That's kind of cool.
Because it's an immediate action, so you lose your free action if you're going to use a 5-foot step.
Just need to update my tracking here, guys. Give me a second. Who's still out there, Pete? We got one and four, right?
I could be wrong on that, but that's what I've been doing with that character.
I think that's Sidewind.
Guys are just dropping them like
that
flies.
Could be true.
1, 4, and 3.
Well, I thought 3 was down, too. Okay,
broccoli
no.
And
no, he's
cheese.
Not. 2.
Pepperoni pizza, 9mm bullets.
So, Mr. GM, who's next?
Actually, Meta is.
All right. Meta will pet the flowering lattice on his shoulder and say... It's your time to shine, Cicero. And she will walk forward up next to Nath, technically provoking from one of the pygmies as she walks by.
He swings and misses.
And it's a double move for her to get there, at which point Her flowering lattice will expel a cone of pollen that will only catch the two vegipygmies that are there.
Ooh.
One and four. And they need a fort save, I believe. Hold on. Yep, fort save.
Two fails. So what is this pollen going to do to me?
Really? Did you roll two nat ones? It's a low DC.
Dude, I'm telling you.
All right.
It's pretty nasty.
They are both dazzled.
Dazzled. Interesting. Hey, Jason, I'll change your card. So you got one for dazzled?
I will very shortly. Even though Will is supposed to, but he's not paying attention. So
Will's busy looking at something.
Dazzled. Take -1 penalty on all attack rolls and perception checks.
And for the record, gotcha. Mr. Rogue, if need be, I do provide flanking because I have claws.
All right. That was meta. And my poor, poor veggie pygmies have a turn now. Let's see how. Okay. One is going after Tam with a 13? Didn't think so.
No.
One is going after... I kind of need to see that, Neil. Come on, man. One is going after Nath with a 15.
That does not hit.
Okay. One is going after Nath again. Swing and a miss. All right. Back to the top of the round. Three. And if for the others of you keeping score, the adventuring party still way ahead. Nobody has even been hit. And two of my guys are down. Pretty fugly. Jarwin.
As a free action, Jarwin is going to stop performing. However, the bonuses from the song will continue for four rounds.
Linger.
Jarwin is going to try to move up to offer flanking to people. Not really a whole lot of options here. So he's actually going to move forward and up next to Meta to offer flanking on another vegipygmy.
That way you get flanking on two from one square.
Yep. And then he's going to punch the one he just moved to. He will miss. That will be Jarwin's turn.
All right. Artemis, show him how you do it back home.
Artemis sees all of his new companions come up to provide flanking, and he grins evilly as he takes a 5-foot step forward and directs his first attack at the one to the left, and his second attack will be on the one to the right.
Double whammy.
Well, the one to the left actually manages to dodge under his swipe, but the one on the right does not. That is a total of a 23 to hit.
That'll hit.
And that does 10 points of damage.
Is that number one?
Is that with Inspire Courage?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, 11 with Inspire Courage. Thank you.
Is number three, isn't it?
He falls over dead. So now I just got two left, huh? Fabulous. All right.
This is just a big mess. Everybody's falling over.
Did you have a move action already?
He 5-foot step and then full attack.
5-foot step, full attack.
Talk some smack and...
It would be Tam's turn now, then.
Who needs the dazzled card?
It was kind of pointless to make them dig it out. They're probably not going to last long enough, but yeah.
No, it's always good to have it.
Uh-huh.
This is awesome, actually, having a group that does, like, battle tactics. This is a rarity in the Pathfinder community.
It's like we've played before.
Yep.
Forming a nice little conga line of death, Tam will 5-foot step to her right to stab at the one that is now in flanking with Jarwin and see if she can bring it low.
Or not.
Not a limbo here, huh?
Is a 14 hit.
Negative.
All right, well, I need a fumble card here. Let's just go ahead and grab that.
Wrecked. Oops.
I got a fort save to avoid being stunned. Wow, I'm rolling great tonight. That's a 9.
Ooh. Is it a number of rounds?
One round.
One round, okay.
What's the DC on that one?
It's the Vegipygmy's armor class.
Okay.
Did you already take a move action, or did you want to stagger away?
No, I'm stunned.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember what that card I gave you 5 seconds ago was.
Well, I gave it back. I forgot.
You drop everything you're holding. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
You lose your dex to AC and take -2 penalty AC and take no actions.
Yep. That's great.
Yeah. Hey, it's okay. It's only one round. Could be worse.
Welcome to my world. Ronan, what do you want to do?
I'm going to step 5 foot over. And then Using my coordinated shot, I'm going to take two shots at the one between Tam and Nath. First one is a 14.
Negative.
And a 16.
Negative. Moving on. Nath. How much you wanted to move, Ronan?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Nath.
I'm assuming that while stunned, you don't provide flanking.
Correct.
All right. That is a 16 to hit.
Okay, which one are you attacking?
The one in between
you and
Tam and I.
Okay. Yeah. 16, you said?
Yep.
Negative. So close.
You sure it's not a 17 that was Inspired Courage?
Yeah, I'm 100% sure.
Okay.
Swing.
Just thought I'd ask.
So one swing. Second swing.
Cock die.
Try again.
Is that a 1?
No, that's a 7. So that one's definitely not going to hit.
Oof.
Back to shadow boxing.
Swing, swing.
And I think I'll spend my last key point for a third attack.
Yeah, all right.
That costs again?
It's really not. That's a 7 again, so I missed.
Rough. Rough, rough, rough. It was good while it lasted, though, wasn't it?
That was the dog was nice. That teleported him.
Right.
It technically wasn't the dog, mate. It was the trap that the dog forced me into.
How do you know it wasn't the dog? What if it was a wizard that was transmuted into a dog? Just
can
to
we
fuck
retroactively
you?
Say this is why I'm stunned?
I suppose it could have been a wizard transformed into a dog, but
I mean, I wasn't there. I'm just
maybe it's the dog from the Inhumans. Yeah,
could be.
Yeah. Oh, just, I hope not.
Ooh.
Spitballing here.
Yeah. Okay, Meta, what do you want to do?
Tam, no. Meta then runs to Tam.
Your girlfriend.
Technically provoking from two.
Yeah, I was going to say, that will provoke.
They'll try, because they haven't hit you yet. Hang on.
Fumble.
Give me a card.
Fumble. Is it Spears?
What do you got?
This is a great golden oldie. You want to guess what it is?
Oh, God, no.
The attack hits you and it's a critical threat. You must roll to confirm the critical.
We had that one last episode, didn't we?
I think for you it just pops up all the time.
Oh, yeah, it must just be the card that always you get.
We should just call the, instead of critical mistake, we should just
call
rub
it,
that well, out.
Wait
call
a minute.
Call
okay.
Brett's right. Roll.
So, since these guys are doing non-lethal, is it non-lethal to himself?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Jason, I need that stun card.
Did you stun yourself?
I took your stun.
Yeah.
I used Wrangle Condition to try to get rid of the evil spirit that was stunning you.
Oops.
I failed by less than 5. It was a DC 30 on this particular one. So I had the option of taking it from you instead.
Nice.
Thanks, Meta. That's...
You're all very nice. I like you.
Wait till you get to know us.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I know it only lasted a round, but first time I've had the chance to use that ability.
Now you both have dropped all of your stuff.
Well, no, here's the question, though. Does Meta become unstunned at the end of my turn?
It's still a full turn for...
Tell me about the...
It'll still be a full turn.
That's the thing, is that is a full turn.
It'll be Meta's full turn now.
How do you know that, though?
Because it transfers the actual stun condition to you.
The Wrangle Condition... actually, when it does transfer over, the same duration as it previously had continues on me.
There you go.
And my current failure.
Right. Good job.
So at the end of my turn, you're not stunned.
Correct.
Okay. Well, makes sense to me.
But you both did drop everything you're holding, which is great.
I have several more knives.
That's fine. It's still just funny.
Oh, right.
Walk around the battlefield, passing around the stun condition.
I'm not actually holding anything.
Well, that's good.
Will Nath get a attack of opportunity?
They're both 5 foot
only
steps.
A 5 foot step, so negative.
Okay.
Looking for new targets on one. One of the veggie pygmies is looking for a new target. The other one's going to stick with Tam, but took a 5 foot step away from Nath because all that wind was kind of disturbing him.
Wait.
12. Does that hit Tam?
They could tell I farted. That's pretty impressive.
No, all those misses.
Yes, I gathered.
12 does not hit Tam, I take it?
That would not have hit me when I was stunned.
All right. But now you're stunned?
No.
Oh, that's right. We just talked about it. Transferred over to Meta.
Tam is unstunned.
Okay. So that's a miss. And again, So my other veggie pygmy is going after, looks like Artemis. Is that your fig?
The cloak? No, I'm the drow.
Oh, you're the drow. Okay.
Yeah. Going Darwin after Jarwin.
Unless right. The dead guy came back to life, which would be very disconcerting. I don't think I'm in trouble.
That's bit that. That'd be rough. But you never know around. Ooh, natty 20.
Yes.
Ooh.
Don't, you're not going to confirm it, so it's fine.
I don't know. Last round, I rolled 2 ones in a row.
No.
Ah! Does not confirm.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, but it is a hit. So, 3 points non-lethal.
Jarwin's dead.
All right, that take. I think that's both of my guys. So now we're back at top of round 4.
Get your get back.
Yep.
Jarwin.
Jarwin is actually trying. Yeah, Jarwin's going to 5 foot step.
So the
and prepare an action for when the rogue
tries to flank.
Artemis takes 5 foot step into flank, and then I will punch with the cestus.
Okay, so that's the same one that just attacked you.
Correct.
Gotcha.
All right. So
there it is.
Gonna
prepare
punch
an
now.
Action goes off.
Cock die. He rolls a 2. He misses.
And then Artemis swings.
Yeah, Artemis does take the 5 foot step that was offered by his friend, new friend, and
that's a hit.
I have a total of 13 on one, but I have a total of 27 on the other.
So you got one hit.
All right. And that is a total of 11 points of damage.
Nice.
Alrighty then. That combined with the non-lethal knocks him down.
Yay.
Nice work. Tam. Can you finish this battle?
All right, a couple things are going to happen. First thing, Tam is going to 5 foot step in front of Meta. Seeing the sacrifice that Meta made, Tam is going to try and protect her from this veggie pygmy. She will then move action, pick up her short sword, which will provoke.
It will. But with the luck these veggie pygmies are having today, 13 misses, I'm sure.
Yes. And then she will not wait on flanking. She is now concerned very much about Meta, so...
Because you realize, oh, she's stunned now, right?
Technically, at this point, yes. Because Tam does not know that this is going to go away at the end of her turn. So she is going to swing at this veggie pygmy.
And?
I rolled a 4, because reasons. That's 10 total, so...
Even with Inspire Courage?
Yes.
No.
Oh, wait. Well, would an 11 have hit? Then does it fucking matter?
Yes, it matters.
Inspire Courage always matters.
Damn straight. Can't wait till it's good.
All right. That brings us to...
It's a courageous miss.
Ronan. It was a nice effort.
She probably doesn't have a good grip because of all the sand on the hilt and stuff like that.
Sure.
Probably more like all that
checks
weird
out.
Ronan
takes a
5 foot
up.
Yeah, mushroom dust, sand.
5 foot up, and I'm going to put 2 into the pygmy directly in front of Tam.
The only one there. Gotcha.
That's not going to hit. But that might. 20.
That'll hit.
For 3 points of damage.
Chipping away.
Your precise shot yet?
Next level.
Oh, Jesus.
I took coordinated shot.
I know.
At least he's got rapid shot.
We've discussed this many times.
Nath, can you please put him out of his misery?
You have point blank shot already?
Nath is going to go ahead and move past the veggie pygmy.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to acrobatics or just provoke?
I'm going to go ahead and attempt acrobatics.
Okay.
But I do have one question here.
Okay.
I can move through the space of this dead veggie pygmy.
Yes.
Yes.
We don't treat them like difficult terrain.
House rule. Yeah. We don't worry about that.
Unless it's a large or larger enemy, they're not difficult terrain.
That's a 10 for the acrobatics.
10. That's going to be a fail. I'm going to try and hit you.
Hey, will you... Are you sure? Did they have combat reflexes?
Oh, is he already...
Yes.
This won't get
me. Oh, that's... I thought that was the other... Never mind, then. Go ahead.
But you do still have to roll acrobatics because you don't know if they have
combat
reflexes or not.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So you feel cool.
Or you could be a man like Meta and just walk past him.
Yeah, man. Yep.
And Nath will take his single unarmed strike here.
4'5" female. Really ugly, right?
Finish him.
She's got huge tracts of land.
She does.
That's a 15 to hit, so I think that misses.
15.
Is that with flanking?
Yep.
Now, is this the one that was dazzled, or is that the other one?
Dazzled doesn't matter anyways.
Negative. Oh, that's just attack.
It's also
rolls.
The only that's one great. That's alive. So.
So, sorry. Swing and a miss. Now we are back to meta.
All right.
Show us something amazing.
She did that last turn.
And now we expect it.
She stole someone's stun condition. That's pretty fucking impressive.
I liked it.
I mean, I'm a rogue, but I can't do that. That's pretty incredible.
So, yeah. Meta's going to move there, and Cicero is going to expel Pollen again.
Where did you move
Meta
to?
Meta moves up to Tam and the Veggie Pygmy.
Yes.
Okay.
The Veggie Pygmy gets a save versus the Pollen effect.
Oh, you're doing the Pollen thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. And which one was, which
this save? Will be number 3.
Which save is it that you were wanting?
Oh, it's a fort save.
Fort does a 16 get it.
Yes. Nice. At which point, Meta will then claw this mother trucker.
All right.
Claw.
The claw.
That'd be a 16 to hit.
So very close.
That's with the plus one.
For the shot.
Yep. With Inspired Courage, still not quite that enough. All right. So, you've already moved, right?
Soon.
Yeah. I moved forward.
Okay, my poor little veggie pygmy getting all surrounded by you biggies.
So let me get this straight. You run up to this thing, and your plant just, like,
jizzes on
spews
it.
Shit all over it.
Yes.
Sort of like a puffball mushroom. Have you ever seen one of those pop?
Yep.
The plant can do that once every 1d4 rounds. If the person fails and they've already been staggered by the same effect, it makes them blind. But nice. The DC is only 12.
So it's little veggie pygmy gets plant ejaculate all over it.
So what you're saying is you
it's
need
not
to
his
get
first
a,
time. It's not his first time.
You need a +6 con item for your pet to up that DC. That's what you're saying? Okay. We can work on that.
All right.
It's a tiny plant, but yeah.
My last poor veggie pygmy fighting for his life takes a swing at Tam.
Crit.
Oh,
crit.
Not even close.
Tam.
He will take a 5-foot step.
I got feats for that, too.
Yeah?
On the other side of Tam.
Nice.
And that will make it.
That's a meta that he stepped around.
Oh, yeah, that's a meta, not Tam.
You guys need to paint your freaking figs.
Hey, they're all black. Get over it.
I think the boobs and the shield are quite obviously not Tam.
Yeah, but solid matte black. It's hard to make out that shield when it's dead on, man. Sorry. Yeah,
well,
I couldn't tell.
Tam is holding a whip.
Anyway.
That should be a pretty dead
meta.
Giveaway.
Yeah.
Rope.
Pretending like
so
it's a whip.
I just look at the little dildos all over the base.
Back to the top. A brown.
Yeah, that is true.
5. Jarwin.
Jarwin,
show
is
him how it's done.
Going to keep talking with our new friend because this has been rather fun. He's going to say, so what do you think about this whole situation? Have you decided that you're not in the garden yet?
Well, like I said before, if this is that Toph's garden, then his gardeners need to be sacked, like, immediately. Because these things should not be allowed to run around loose.
Have you met the gardener, though? Maybe these are the gardener's minions.
No, the gardener's, he's an old Sogalvin guy. He's like 100 years old. He's got a little.
So he's like a wizard or a druid, maybe?
No, he's got a big rice hat, you know, and he has a sickle, and I mean, you've seen him around, right?
This guy.
No, I really haven't.
He's completely pissed off about somebody else's gardener.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you haven't seen him? No. Well, he's got to be around here somewhere. The poor guy probably can't even see these things. I mean,
Do you think he might be in the pub?
Maybe. We should get to the spire as fast as we can.
We should probably work on that then.
Yeah, he likes to, you know.
Just so you know,
Jarwin's
not doing anything but talking to the new guy.
All right. Oh, hey, I'm going to go kill this last one, if it's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Artemis.
So Artemis will go ahead and jog over, and then he'll stab that one.
All right. So technically, is that going to be a charge or just straight up?
Yeah, we'll do a charge for that. Oh, it can't unless you guys say it's okay.
Depends.
Move, charge through friendlies?
A downed body.
I will metaphysically charge in my heart.
Yeah, okay.
And then attack. And that will be a 20.
That will be the death of this veggie pygmy.
Right on, because that's 9 points of damage.
Oh, I was off by a little. So close. Still standing.
One hit point left?
Four.
Four.
So, Tam, are you close enough to kill it?
Tam, show us who the real rogue is.
Wow.
Oh, shot fired.
Shots fired.
No need to despair. Just you've been doing a fine job.
You did take the long way around?
Yeah, he did.
Yes. Tam makes a long arc around, and when Meta says that, just goes, I am a noble woman, thank you very much. And with her sword, tries to stab it and end this and redeem her shameful display this particular fight.
Come on, love, you can do it. I've got faith in you.
Meta's hotter than a crack pipe on payday.
17 hit?
17 hits.
Thank God. That's 18 damage. 19 damage.
Veggie pygmy is pulp.
Splattered.
Did you see what she did? That was she took the head right off there.
Stabilize.
Hey, you got Vegemite all over
yourself.
Just
the head. Not with two pieces.
That was like a metaphoric thing. It cut the head off. I don't know.
Wow.
Nice work.
Did I ever tell you blokes? Now you've got me saying it. Did I ever tell you all about this sword?
Not me.
No.
My uncle gave it to me. He used it to in quite great effect up in the land of the Linorm Kings. He calls it Trailblazer, and it's something he carried right up almost to the point of his death. So it's quite lucky.
Does it talk to you?
No.
Okay, good.
It's just a sword.
Why is it lucky again if he carried it up into his death?
Well,
just for clarification.
You may have heard of my uncle. He's the famous explorer, Carson. My uncle Carson.
Johnny?
No, Carson West.
Oh, I'm sorry. Totally different bloke. Totally different bloke. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, he got him through fights with pirate captains in the Shackles, fighting Linorms in the at the edge of the land of the Mammoth Lords. I mean, he carried it through the Storval Plateau.
And then his luck ran out.
Well, as it all does eventually, yes.
I mean, everybody gets old, unless you're an elf.
He was poisoned by a man named Omen the Red.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it wasn't luck that did him in. It was bad companions.
Well, it's more of a man who took it upon himself to be my Uncle Carson's rival for fame and glory, and because he is a terrible person, constantly failed to live up to my Uncle Carson's reputation and eventually poisoned him to get past it.
Envy. Envy will do it every time. Yep.
He's a right bastard, and if I ever see him, I'll stab him right through the balls and then take that sword and jam it down his throat.
What if he only has one ball?
Then I'll stab him through the ball. And if he doesn't have any balls, I'll just stab him right through the taint. And if he's just torso, then I'll enjoy kicking him down the street.
So while that's all very lively and interesting to hear about, are any of you get hit at all?
No, but all of these folks did, and I go around slicing throats.
Wait.
Hey,
whose throats are you slicing?
The veggie pygmies.
You're getting Vegemite all over your sword again.
I'll clean it.
And I would like to search the bodies, I mean, because that's kind of what I do. I mean, is there anything useful?
Not a bleeding thing. They have a short
not
spear
meta.
Each, aren't they, and a loincloth each.
Don't the short spears have the broken condition, or am I misremembering?
You're misremembering.
Jarwin's going to prestidigitation himself while and keep talking while you guys are doing this.
Do they have any Velveeta cheese on them?
Negative.
What the fuck is Velveeta?
Meta, I've had it with these guys. They just keep attacking us. I'm done with them.
Are these like the pub bouncers or something? Because they are all over the place.
Don't you start to.
I just want to get to the pub. I really need a drink. And I'm not going to be drinking that snake milk stuff because you guys are like off your rockets here. But anyway, do we have to burn these little things? I mean, because I know sometimes like plants like regrow. Or are these like, because I'm not familiar with these.
No,
at all.
I've got it. Slice.
Not that we know. We've not seen them come back to life.
As far as we know.
Damn.
We have.
Damn.
But it usually takes a little while.
Must you? Really?
Yes.
They're no longer a threat.
As far as we know, these are the first ones we fought.
Do a perception.
The first ones we fought didn't have numbers on them.
It's a 19 on the profession.
I would like to look around to
perception.
See if I could tell if there's
whatever.
Like a camp here, or if like maybe they came out of one of the mushrooms, or a hole in the ground, or
that's a good idea.
Yeah, like tracks.
Do
like that.
A perception. So far on the idea of them coming back to life, what was the highest?
24.
26. I'm aiding the new guy.
Okay.
I'm not going to roll a perception for that. We physically have seen them come back.
I don't recall that, actually.
Yeah, the first time we fought them, we tied them up, and then they all started...
Oh, they weren't dead, though.
We knocked them out.
Well,
yeah, they were
some of them were unconscious, and then they started coming back in a matter of, like, minutes. Which
it was a misinterpretation on my part. Never mind.
Yeah, no, so in game mechanics-wise, like, mixed with role-playing, Tam thinks they have some sort of fast healing or regeneration ability, so she's...
Not taking any chances?
She's putting a stop to it.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. And you're looking for a camp, Artemis?
Yeah, camp, you know, tracks where they came in at, just anything.
Oh, if you're looking for tracks, that's survival, right? So you got that one? Or
yeah, I mean, kinda.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Okay. Well,
lots of tracks.
What'd you have
they all go every which way.
What'd you have on your perception, sir?
26.
26. You take a good gander. You look and move yourself to avoid... any of the mushroom stalk trees, quote unquote, so you can get a good overall view.
Do I see a mansion or a pub?
Negative, negative, and negative. No camp, no pub, no mansion. Just a bunch of stalks.
Jarwin rolled a 0 on survival.
You think you're at the pub.
Okay.
All right.
What do you wish to do now?
You noble lady, which way was the spire pub?
I point to the big rock visible just to the east.
It's over there. We can see it.
Oh.
We're headed that way.
Okay.
Hey, GM. Right.
Sir.
On the tracks that lead to the encampment, I got a 24.
Tracks that lead to an encampment?
We didn't find...
Survival?
An encampment.
Okay, no, yeah, there's tracks. And based on what you see there... you figure these veggie pygmies were out on patrol.
So I can
and
see...
What'd you have again? 24?
Yeah, I can see where they came from.
Yeah, yeah. They've been out circling this portion of the island and back to the ship. I mean, if you want to take all that time to track them all the way around, but that's your best guess.
Okay, so my guess would be they came from the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just share that with the party.
Mm-hmm.
These things have a ship? Why are we standing here?
It's
parked by the pub.
It's complicated.
It's a dockside pub?
No,
not really.
Don't.
No, you have to climb some stairs.
Ignore the frog. He's more delirious than you are.
Oh, here we go to the spire.
Yeah, this whole area is a bit distasteful. Let's get away from the mayhem that may have been caused here.
Yes, the pub called the Spire. It's a great place. I love it.
So as we walk, I'm going to kind of pull Meta aside a little bit, and Tam will just say, so do you think it'd be possible when we get back to camp if we leave Artemis there and take Sasha with us instead?
I agree with this.
So I think that's an option.
You know, given the you know, Jarwin's mating habits, do you think we'd get anything accomplished?
Why do you keep doing that? Just this private conversation. You're so rude.
What is this rude?
So anyway, Roden, I was tell you, I was in this map. Where'd he go? He just pops off.
The froglet has a point there, Tam.
Oh, he's over there. Well,
for what? Well, you know, they seem to, you know, only do it at night during when they're supposed to be on watch protecting us. You're right, I guess. Maybe Jask? Jask seems very competent.
Well, we could do interviews when we get back.
Oh, that'll go swimmingly, I'm sure.
Is this all taking place as you're walking to the east?
Okay. Yes.
And he pushes me. I step back just a little bit, but I'm still listening to the conversation. And I'm like, doesn't Sasha make you nervous?
And maybe we should replace Ronan, too.
With Gellick? No, that's not Gellick.
That's a bad idea. That's a bad idea.
No, for once, Ronan's right. That's a very bad idea.
If I recall correctly, none of you people like Gellick.
No, it's because he's an asshole.
Yeah. It's because he's in league with the Red Assassins.
No, he's not.
Oh, that was Sasha, maybe.
No, he hates the Pathfinder Society, and he didn't want to work with anybody because two people represent the society, and he's just like, well, I don't want to help you, even though we're stuck on a deserted island and about to die because you might be part of a group that I don't like.
That's right.
He was being a wanker.
What's the bird fucker's name?
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Fezcock.
That's what I was thinking of.
With a P.
Pezcock.
I like Pez,
like the hat. Pez, and then penis. Pez, penis, hat, penis.
No, the hat is called a fez.
Shh.
With an F.
I know. I was just trying to confuse you guys even more.
Artemis is trying to follow this conversation. And he finally walks up to Jarwin and he's like, you're all right, right?
Oh,
you're not crazy?
No, I don't think so.
Are these real people they're talking about? I mean, are they sellswords? Are they part of your mercenary band? I mean...
All right, so Fezcock is the guy that lives in the crab that's a bird that eats too much crab.
Oh, okay, we talked about that before.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
But these other people, this Garrett and...
Gaelic and Gaelic, Sasha and Jask and all that. Yeah, they're...
That's the other...
Piece
of fluff you're stuffing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the people that were on the ship with us that were also... When we woke up on the island, they were
You mean
there
the
with
Isle
us.
Of Kratos, right? Where Absalom is?
Yeah.
Where we're at
Smuggler
right now.
Shiv, yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Smuggler Shiv, yeah.
Okay, now... So,
Ronan is mortified because, like, you weren't allowed to talk like that in the church, like the piece of fluffier stuff, and he's like, "Oh shit, got real."
So, you continue walking, and after just a short little while, you see the spire. It's 50-foot tall pillar of fungus covered rock. Thrusting out of the surf, angling away from the main body of the larger island to the west.
Hey, guys, this is where...
The rock is connected to the main island by thick tangles of fibrous fungus, perhaps providing a way to cross the churning surf below.
This is the weirdest pub I've ever seen.
Yep, it's quite weird, but it's got really great demon seed, so...
Yep, that's what I've heard.
Is that like a...
It's magic.
It's like a Chilexian brandy?
Way better. Way stronger. Stronger.
Whatever convinces you to just keep going.
Hey, I got this.
All right.
So that ship we were talking about, you can end the episode whenever.
Yeah. I was trying.
No, I was just talking.
So let's find out what happens next on the next Shield Bash.
Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and the Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, or online at Farmageddon137.com. Music by Lee Rosevere. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.